name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 7 in the Bible verses from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, and it reads, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Hebrews 12:2. That verse says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. There are many things that will attempt to pull my eyes away from what is most important in life. Jesus is most important in life. Life as I know it will eventually come to an end. This morning, I was really sobered as I was reading in Psalms this morning, because in Psalms this morning, it spoke about, it was Psalm 89, verse 48. It says, what man can live and never see death? What man can live and never see death? And it is very sobering. That we are all going to see death. We are all going to see death. Either our own life is going to be taken away before Jesus returns, or we will look around and we will see people dying left and right. We not only see people, but we see animals and birds and trees. We know that death is a fact of life that we have to deal with. It's sobering for us. And we have to understand that God has taken care of that problem. He has. But we can ignore it. We used to do that before we knew Jesus. And we can even know Jesus and get into a kind of amnesia state where what is happening in this temporal world is more important than what is happening in the eternal scheme of what God has told us about. And so this verse is a reminder to me about focus. I am called to focus my eyes, my heart, my mind on Jesus Christ. All that is true, all that is eternal in my life is because of him. I have new life because of him. I have been saved because of him. It says, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Jesus is God. There's only one God. But God truly manifests himself in three ways so that we human beings can have a better understanding or connecting with him. He is a father. And our earthly fathers don't even come near. Even the best earthly father doesn't even come near to the loving father that he is. But he also is a son. Because if we do not obey what he tells us, we will perish. There is an adversary. We can listen to the world. The world will try to make it seem crazy to believe in a demon or a devil. But that is just what the devil loves. That he can really wreak havoc when we don't believe that there is an evil demon around there. I remember when I was in secular recovery big time, and when we talked about the disease, but we never talked about the demon. I mean, if I came to a meeting and talked about what is true, what I know is true today, then there's a demon out there, yep. I would have been soundly taken out of the meeting. People don't want to hear that, but that is truth. And God knows it too. Jesus spoke about Satan. And he wants to strengthen us against falling into the traps of Satan. And do you know food is one of the big ones? It's not only taking us, those of us who have suffered, we know about it, but look around us. I've often, you know, compared, it's like a Trojan horse. People are going around, it's no big deal. They're laughing about it, laughing about being destroyed by food. Being destroyed by it. And it's not just the overweight person that is being destroyed. Substances that we are putting in our bodies and we're wondering why we have certain symptoms and why we cannot, you know, run or walk or breathe. And yet we continue. And yet, God is saying to us, I take care of all of these things as you fix your eyes on me. So Jesus came. He came again to pay the penalty of that sin of Adam, the very first man that God made, but also our own sins. But he also modeled obedience for us so that we know how important it is for us not to just merely listen to the word, but we're called to do what it says. And this is the other beautiful thing about God. He manifests himself as a spirit. Those who accept his Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior and Lord, have his spirit now indwelling them, placed in us. And it's that spirit that gives us the ability to stand straight, tall, move forward, do what we need to do, not get our heads turned in the wrong direction. We don't have to ever lose ground. The Bible shows us again and again the path of life for us to follow. He also, as it says in this reading, we don't go out alone. The Bible itself has recorded case histories for us. The Bible says of itself that these things happened to these people as examples for us. They were written down to instruct us. And so God in his mercy has even made a written record of the things that we need to know in order to navigate in our day-to-day living. And so what we do in Bible for Food is to encourage you to fix your eyes on Jesus. Because the Bible is the story of Jesus. It's his story. He's in every part of the Bible. And as we fix our eyes on him, as we emulate him, as we call on the Spirit to live as he calls us to live, not only does the food get in order, but we get purpose for our lives. We find a place for our lives. And we live with a joy and a hope, knowing that he has gone before us to prepare a place for us, and when the time has come, we will go. That truly death has lost its sting. Yes, we know that death will come, but we know that we will never be separated from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.